Order, order. Select committee report.
Two petitions calling for an inquiry into the billing practices of the Central North Island electricity infrastructure provider, the Lions Company, were up before the Commerce Committee on Thursday. Presenting the petition of Alistair McNab and 2,400 others was Roger Donkin.
We are not a lobby group, as the Lions Company has alleged, but a group of ordinary citizens who have been drawn together through common unsatisfactory dealings with the Lions Company and whose concerns to date have been ignored. Thousands of good people have been marginalised and disadvantaged. At the very least, I'm certain that the 2,400 consumers who signed my petition expect that the committee will recommend a full and independent inquiry.
Mr. Donkin was joined by Clive Gifford, who explained why the petitioners felt the Lions Company's practice of charging for peak electricity was unfair.
Because what it is measuring is the six highest two-hour measurements. There's only 12 hours of usage that set your rates for the whole of the following next year. I know this is rather technical, but the problem is that by only using those six two-hour periods, if a customer has some sort of understanding and tries to reduce their load, what they have to do is not fail at all for a whole year.
And the Lions Company bosses also fronted up to the Commerce Committee to defend their practice of charging for peak demand, as outlined by Representative David Reid.
The network has to have the capacity to meet its peak demand, not its average demand, its peak. So by charging customers directly for the influence they have on the capacity of the network rather than the energy they consume, customers get a real price signal that works to reduce the investment needed in network capacity. So this has real benefits for the customer, as they inevitably end up with a bill that reflects network investment. So the less network investment, the lower the customer's account.
The committee later heard from Commerce Commission Chairman Mark Berry, who said that following over 650 hours spent looking into complaints about the Lions Company, the Commerce Commission had found some issues, but nothing of substantive concern.
Look, you know, if we were to put any company through the level of scrutiny we have put the Lions Company through, the chances are we would reach a view that there might be something at risk of breaching the Fair Trading Act. You know, our response needs to be proportionate, as I believe it has been in this case. We are prepared to state that the peak demand pricing approach, in principle, is consistent with efficient network pricing.
Commerce Commission Chairman Mark Berry, and those petitions remain under consideration of the Commerce Committee. Also in the committee rooms during the week, the Finance and Expenditure Committee was briefed on an Auditor-General's report on Auckland City Council's handling of building consents and heard from Auditor-General's Office Local Government Sector Manager Sarah Lynham, who outlined the Council's compliance with deadlines for building consent processing.
Auckland Council for 2013-14 year achieved, against the statutory deadline, 98.5% of applications were processed within the statutory deadline, so that's 20 working days. However, that doesn't include the time when the application goes on hold, which is allowed within the Act, so there's no issue there. That's how the system works, but once you consider the time on hold, there's a significantly longer period of time. So at the moment, or during that year, about 70% of applications did go on hold. This shows that there is a significant gap between what the applicant expects they need to provide when they place the application and what council actually requires.
Ms. Lynham also put forward the report's three main recommendations to the Auckland Council.
The first was that they move as soon as possible to the introduction of electronic lodgement. So we found that the paper-based process at the moment takes an enormous amount of time and direct cost. There's a phenomenal amount of paper involved in that process, and there would be benefits for applicants and for the council's processing if they move to electronic lodgement. Our second main recommendation was on reducing the average processing time. And our third main recommendation was around communications. And so while we said they are performing to a reasonable standard, we think there are opportunities there for them to communicate better.
Auditor-General's Office Local Government Sector Manager Sarah Lynham speaking to the Finance and Expenditure Committee. And across the corridor from that meeting on Wednesday, the Government Administration Committee was scheduled for a public briefing from Treasury officials on the budget estimates process, but at the last minute, committee members decided that that meeting would be held behind closed doors. In total, there were 15 committee meetings held during the week. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from Parliament.